Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Iran is refusing to let United Nations inspectors examine an underground nuclear site. This standoff could further frustrate efforts to make sure Iran is not trying to build nuclear weapons. At the same time, Iranian state TV quoting Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, as saying Tehran will continue to pursue nuclear technology. Iran had pledged to give a formal answer tomorrow to the latest UN resolution, which calls for Iran to give up uranium enrichment by the end of this month or face a new threat of sanctions. 11 charged, 11 more still held, and one released. That's the tally from Britain in the plot to blow up flights to the U.S. Of those charged today, 8 are accused of conspiracy to commit murder. Investigators say among the items found with the suspects were so-called martyrdom videos, though authorities would not reveal who appeared in them. One woman held since August 10th has been released with no charges. Those charged scheduled to appear in court Tuesday morning, but because of the seriousness of the charges, it's unlikely bail would be granted. British investigators have till Wednesday to decide how to proceed with the 11 people still being held without charges. They could file charges, release them, or ask a judge to grant more time for questioning. Also, Pakistani authorities today linked several people arrested there in the alleged bomb conspiracy to al-Qaeda militants both in Pakistan and in neighboring Afghanistan. In Egypt today, at least 58 people were killed when two trains collided. More than 140 were hurt in the wreck, which a police source says happened when one driver ignored a stop signal and was moving at 50 miles an hour. His train plowed into the other train, which had been stopped at a station about 12 miles north of Cairo. The driver of the speeding train was killed. Former President Gerald Ford got a cardiac pacemaker today at the Mayo Clinic. Ford, age 93, said to be resting comfortably after the operation, and his wife and children with him. He is the nation's oldest living former president. New York Republican Senate hopeful Kathleen Troya Katie McFarland will temporarily suspend her campaign following her daughter's arrest on a shoplifting charge. McFarland faces a primary September 12th against the party's designee John Spencer. McFarland's a former Reagan administration Pentagon official. In her statement, she says her daughter made a serious mistake, but no one is above the law. This is Air America Radio News.
Sometimes I'm happy. You know, this is. But wars are not a time of joy. These aren't joyous times.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us tonight. Many thanks to Peter Werby for sitting in for me on Friday. And, by the way, Peter is filling in for Sam Cedar all this week, so you can listen every night. Did that start tonight? Oh, it did start tonight. Oh, good. I can't listen to Air America in the Atlanta market on the radio, because the right-wing crazies down here decided that we were too liberal. President Chucklenuts is back from Crawford and burning up the new White House briefing room today, talking trash about Connecticut and insulting reporters' clothing choices and, you know, just being kind of, hi, how you doing? War, yeah, oh, a lot of death. I'm sorry. Rambling on about completing the mission in Iraq, which is a phrase that has become utterly meaningless ever since his mission accomplished codpiece drag disgrace to America on the USS Abraham Lincoln. Remember that? Completing the mission. There was a huge banner up there that said mission accomplished. Oh, well. It's Bush. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. You're going to love this. You know, we have Bush talks about Islamo-fascists, and I talk about Christian fascists. I think the Islamo-fascists would be happy if people just left them alone. Just get the hell out of their countries, buy their oil on the open market, leave their holy sites. Now, remember, keep in mind, I think all religion is snake oil. Not snake oil, something else that comes out of a snake, but let's call it snake oil. But the Christian fascists, no. They won't be happy until every single human on earth is either converted or put to the sword. And you see, we project that onto the Islamists as though the Islamic people want to convert every single Christian. You know what the latest is? This psychopath, D. James Kennedy, who heads up this one of these mega churches, Coral Ridge Ministries. I think I've seen him on television before. This guy looks like a real baby killer. He really does. But I got a press release here. It's a new TV documentary titled Darwin's Deadly Legacy. And it's going to be broadcast on television the 26th and 27th. What's today? The 21st? So it's this week. And it's a one-hour program that features, among other people, Ann Coulter. But here's what it says. Author and Christian broadcaster Dr. D. James Kennedy connects the dots between Charles Darwin and Adolf Hitler in Darwin's Deadly Legacy. A groundbreaking inquiry into Darwin's chilling social impact. The new television documentary airs nationwide on August 26th and 27th on the Coral Ridge Hour. The program features 14 scholars, scientists, and authors who outline the grim consequences of Darwin's theory of evolution and show how his theory fueled Hitler's ovens. Dr. Kennedy, the host of Darwin's Deadly Legacy, said, "To put it simply, no Darwin, no Hitler. Hitler tried to speed up evolution to help it along, and millions suffered and died in unspeakable ways because of it." Dr. Kennedy went on to say, "The legacy of Charles Darwin is millions of deaths and destruction of those deemed inferior, the devaluing of human life, and increasing hopelessness. Darwin's legacy has been deadly. Indeed, the time has come to recognize that evolution is a bad idea and should be, frankly, discarded into the dustbin of history. It doesn't get any sicker than that. I mean, these perverts, this D. James Kennedy pervert. Now, remember Pat Robertson, another mass killer, what's the other one? Jerry Falwell and Dobson. They make me sick.
Well, that's like saying without Newton, there wouldn't have been gravity. And we would have all been floating around without Newton. And we wouldn't have been walking on the ground if Newton hadn't discovered gravity.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, like Darwin, like no one else would have come up with the scientific information that led to evolution.
Well, you have to consider the source on this stuff. Oh, I wish these people would just drop off the planet. I have watched D. James Kennedy on television before, and you know, the camera pans around the stadium or whatever the hell it is, little niche in hell where his brain dead followers sit there and watch him and listen to him. It's frightening. It's frightening. It reminds me of nothing more or less than the old lectures of Adolf Hitler. Those old newsreels that you can see on the Hitler Channel. I'm sorry, the History Channel of. The people in Germany listening to this message from Der Führer. But D. James Kennedy, I don't know. I'm in the minority, though. A majority of people in this country believe the creation story. This was in the Australian media. I didn't see this. ABC, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, today. And I did not see them. Maybe I missed it, but I haven't seen it. It says here, genetically engineered rice contaminates U.S. crop. That's the headline. The little blurb says, the U.S. Agriculture Secretary says U.S. supplies of long grain rice are contaminated with a genetically engineered variety which has not been approved for human use. Mike Johans has announced that Bayer Crop Science of Germany has told the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration that the experimental rice poses no threat to humans or the environment. But Mr. Johans, the Agriculture Secretary in the U.S., does not know where the contaminated rice was found, how widespread it is, or how it entered the food supply. As for U.S. customers, the German Mr. Johans says he is, quote, providing information to my colleagues, end quote. I'm talking to them, he said. I have indicated to them that we will provide whatever information they need, end quote. Testing kits will be supplied if required, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture will investigate. LL Rice 601, which is the culprit, is endowed with a bacterial DNA that makes it resistant to a weed killer. You see, there's that filthy Hitlerite Charles Darwin at work again. It was his science that allowed the genetically engineered rice somehow to get into the food supply. Damn you, Charles Darwin! So if you are in the habit of eating long grain rice, better stop, I guess. Oh, and the story of the week, we were out of touch for 4 days. Thanks to our friend Chuck, we were up in the mountains in North Carolina, way back. I mean, in the mountains. And Chuck let us have his mountain home for 3 or 4 days, just to get away. 2 or 3 days, I should say. And, yeah, there's a TV there, but we didn't watch it. And every time we did turn it on, Friday night, Sunday, today, There was more about this guy, Carr. What's his first name? The one who has confessed to murdering JonBenet. I don't know his first name. But the video that I saw was amazing, was his flight back to the U.S. He flew business class and ate shrimp and drank champagne. Now, imagine, Carolyn in Ashburn, Virginia writes, imagine if he was black or Hispanic. His ass would have been thrown in the cargo section of the plane or thrown off the plane in midair. But there he sat, drinking champagne. Yes, I love JonBenet. I raped her and killed her.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
I've reminded the Prime Minister, the American people, Mr. Prime Minister, over the past months that it was not always a given that the United States and America would have a close relationship.
Lord, there goes Johnny Appleseed. He might...
It's 22 past the hour. Last week, we were telling you about the Bush administration budget that will be approved. This is for the next fiscal year, which I believe starts, what, October 1st? Will be minus half of the budget that was suggested last year for traumatic brain injuries for service members, veterans. The Bush crime family and its Republican whores that control Congress decided, well, you know, what are we up to now? 2,700 dead and thousands wounded. These traumatic brain injuries, sadly, are becoming a hallmark of Bush's war and occupation. Brain injuries. So how do Bush and the Republicans respond? Well, of course, by cutting the money. From it was $19 million requested, and they decided to cut it by $7 million. Because, you know, once the veterans return, they're like toilet paper to the Bush crime family. They have been used, it's time to discard them. Why don't the families who give their family members to this cult of death that Bush heads, why do they not understand that? I guess people are really, really, really so blind. You know, their sons come back with arms and legs missing and faces missing and guts missing and traumatic brain injury, and the Bush crime family says, screw them. Well, anyway, these cuts in funding for research into treatment of traumatic brain injuries, the cuts are drawing sharp criticism from the VFW, the largest organization of combat veterans. You know, the VFW, where Bush goes every year to address their national convention. He wears his little garrison hat, and all the veterans sit out there, real veterans sit out there and wear their garrison hats, and Bush stands up there and they applaud him and cheer him and suck up to him as if he were a normal human being or a leader or a veteran himself. Well, now Jim Mueller, who is the VFW's commander-in-chief, said that this... 50% cut in funding, quote, clearly indicates that the Congress is out of touch with the realities and consequences of war, end quote. No, it doesn't, Jim. It clearly indicates that you and your organization are saps, fools, morons, and will continue to support a political party. You know, don't say Congress. Congress has nothing to do with it, Jim. The Republicans have everything to do with it. Bush has everything to do with it. The Democrats are the party of veterans, you half-assed. The Republicans are the party of draft dodgers. It's the Republicans who are cutting the money in half. So don't say Congress, Jim. For Christ's sake, be honest. Can you do that? Or do you have a traumatic brain injury? What's your service record, Jim? Huh? Can't you be honest? It's not the Congress. It's the Republicans. You know, the war party. But Jim goes on to say, quote, for our nation's lawmakers to deny advanced research that our military has earned with their blood, and for those same lawmakers to espouse patriotism and support the troops' rhetoric from the podium this election year, is shameful, hypocritical, and ignorant. Jim! The nation's lawmakers don't do that. The nation's Republican lawmakers do that. You're leaving out a key adjective there, Jim. Right in front of lawmaker, insert the word Republican. It's not the Democrats. The Democrats represent the party of veterans, Jim, like you. Right, Jim? Jim Mueller went on to say, quote, it's absolutely inexcusable that lawmakers would slash funding during a time of war for a research center that is earning its keep by addressing the exact types of injuries our troops are suffering. No, Jim! It is absolutely inexcusable that Republican lawmakers would slash the funding. And then he goes on with some more useless rhetoric about how many newly minted brain-damaged amputees are going to lose out on the funding. So, Jim, you stinky freak, why don't you just be honest, just once? You know, when you send your invitation to George this year to come and address your convention of VFW folk, why don't you include in the invitation some sort of a line that says something about, George, we really don't want your worthless ass here, but a lot of our members are Republicans. So we've got to continue the hypocrisy. We're going to invite you to come and address us, you draft-dodging freak. And we're going to listen and cheer you because you know you're a Republican. And we're going to pretend like we don't know that you're cutting by 50% the money necessary for traumatic brain injury research. We love you, George. Jesus Christ, we love you.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to HIV and young Americans, some politicians promote an abstinence-only policy. This is Al Franken, and I'm encouraging abstinence from complacency and inaction. Take action in the fight against AIDS and help make AIDS history.
There are more than 75 walks happening all over the country throughout the year. For a comprehensive guide that will help you locate the AIDS Walk event closest to you, visit AIDSWalk.org. That's AIDSWalk.org. A message from Air America Radio.
Real words from real people. About Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Hello?
Hey, is Mark there?
Yes, it is.
Mark, I'm Paul.
Yeah.
I own your old, new Passat.
Oh, yeah, the.
Yes! Yeah. Oh, boy, it's great talking to you. Listen, if you ever want to just swing by and just, you know, sit in the Passat, you give me a call anytime, we'll make that happen.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
pulling the troops out would send a terrible signal to the enemy. You know, the United States is weak.
Yeah. I would change. I guess I can't on the air, but I would like to change the infamous or the famous quote that everybody thinks either Voltaire or Rousseau said, but it was really Denis Diderot, and that was, "Man will never be free until the last king is strangled with the the entrails of the last priest. Man will never be free until the last king is strangled with the entrails of the last priest." I'd like to switch a little bit, but what? Kathy, you're shaking your head. I shouldn't do it? All right, never mind. Speaking of the last king or the last priest or whatever, Bush was out there today and says that the United States is going to lose our soul if we give up on the Iraq war now. Wait a second. I thought, never mind. He said it would be a disaster if U.S. troops leave before the Iraqi government can control the country. Interesting, because the Iraqi government, once it does control the government, will immediately form an alliance with Iran, which will immediately form an alliance with Syria, and then you have this mega country. Oh, never mind. It's too complicated. His news conference today, someone emailed me and said it was one day after, in other words, yesterday, Sunni Arab insurgents killed 20 religious pilgrims and wounded 300 others. Amazing, the death toll wasn't higher. Pilgrims who had gathered in Baghdad for one of Shia Islam's most important holidays. Now, that attack and the ensuing death and destruction happened despite a weekend ban on car traffic and months of planning by Iraqi security forces. So I'm not laughing at the death. I wouldn't do that. I'm laughing at the idiocy of George W. Chucklenuts. So the American military is going to be there until such time as the Iraqi government can prevent something like that from happening. Okay. And, of course, my favorite part today was when he said, and we have it for you, that nobody has ever suggested that Saddam Hussein or Iraq, or 2001, September 11th, is linked. Of course, if I had a dollar for every time the Bush administration or any member of the crime family has linked repeatedly September 11th attacks and the fight against terror groups with the need to invade Iraq, I could get out of talk radio and go into something that makes sense. Like, oh, I don't know what, Kathy. Picking fly droppings out of pepper, maybe. So let's listen to Chucklenuts, all right? After his irrelevant and nonsensical opening remarks, he took questions for most of an hour. Most of these questions centered on his disastrous foreign policy in Iraq, you know. Now, I could save about the next 20 minutes and summarize these exchanges for you as follows. Reporter, what are you doing about your failed strategy? Raisin Brain, we don't withdraw until you complete the mission. Lather, rinse, repeat. What are you doing about your... We want to withdraw until we complete your mission. So, here we have a reporter who gets the circus started by jumping into center ring and saying, or asking, Mr. President! More than 3,500 Iraqis were killed last month. The highest civilian monthly toll since the war began. Are you disappointed? Now, listen to this question as if it's the Iraqis' fault that their society is in chaos. Are you disappointed, Mr. President, with the lack of progress by Iraq's unity government in bringing together the sectarian and ethnic groups?
Extremists and terrorists are doing everything they can to prevent Iraq's democracy from growing stronger. That's what I'm aware of. And therefore, we have a plan to help them, the Iraqis, achieve their objectives.
Then the Iraqis.
A failed Iraq in the heart of the Middle East will provide safe haven for terrorists and extremists.
Duh!
We'll embolden those who are trying to thwart the ambitions of reformers.
Duh!
In this case, it would give the terrorists and extremists an additional tool besides safe haven, and that is revenues from oil sales.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's an interesting debate we're having in America about how we ought to handle Iraq.
Debate?
There's a lot of people, good, decent people, saying withdraw now. They're absolutely wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't forget the revenues from the oil sales. Yeah. This evil man attacks another evil man in Iraq, and in the process, utterly and absolutely destroys the country after it's been destroyed over and over and over again by Clinton and Pappy Bush. Sickness and death and disease. So we go in there, and our boys and girls are coming home full of sickness and death and disease. But he does this, Bush does this, then occupies the country after declaring a couple of years ago, mission accomplished. If mission's accomplished, why are we there? What are we there for? Somebody! Do you have an answer? And Bush almost single-handedly, of course with the help of the psychopaths that make up the Bush crime family, single-handedly develops a nest of utter and absolute terror, real terror. I mean, when you attack religious pilgrims with car bombs and blow them up, that's called terror. That's called terror. There can't be anything worse than that. Unless it's the bombing of villages and children being blown to pieces. Or blowing up buses, you know. So Bush creates in the heart of an already volatile, insanely volatile Middle East, a nest, a haven for the worst kind of terrorists. And then this evil, evil man, evil, evil man, says we're going to stay there because the mission's not accomplished. So another reporter tries to get Chuckle Nuts here to answer a question about his failed strategy in Iraq, which Bush can't do because in order to have a failed strategy, you have to have had some strategy to begin with, right? Other than secure the oil fields. And other than that, there really wasn't any plan. Was there? I don't know. Was there? What was it? Nevertheless, this reporter steps up to the center ring and says, Mr. President, on Iraq, you've continually cited the elections, the new government, its progress in Iraq, and yet the violence has gotten worse. Is it not time for a new strategy? And if not, why not? Now listen, Bush doesn't answer the question. He just rambles on aimlessly about the mission. Too bad he doesn't explain what the mission is anymore. But really, why bother?
The strategy is to help the Iraqi people achieve their objectives and their dreams, which is a democratic society. That's the strategy. The tactics.
Yeah, okay.
Now, either you say, yes, it's important we stay there and get it done, or we leave. We're not leaving so long as I'm the president. That would be a huge mistake.
Uh-huh.
No, we're not leaving. The strategic objective is to help this government succeed. That's the strategic. And not only to help the government, the reformers in Iraq succeed, but to help the reformers across the region succeed.
Like in Saudi Arabia?
Now, if you say, are you going to change your strategic objective, it means you're leaving before the mission is complete. And we're not going to leave before the mission is complete.
That's right. By God, we're not going to leave. We want to see the Iraqi people achieve their objectives and their dreams. Do you suppose, Chuckle Nuts, that one of their dreams would be for you and your oppressors and your terrorist state to get the hell out of their country? Do you suppose? What's this I read, George? Survey after survey of the Iraqi people say, please, get out. Get out and take your military with you. Get out. So what's the mission again, George? We're not going to leave before the mission is completed. Why? So what's the mission? To get the weapons of mass destruction? Kill Saddam's sons? Capture Saddam? Well, to hold fair, ink-stained, purple-finger elections? Yeah, okay, let's see. To write a constitution? Did that. What's left on the to-do list, Chuckle Nuts? To finish the $350 million U.S. embassy and establish permanent military bases to secure the oil? To continue the slaughter of innocent Iraqis? To continue putting American soldiers in harm's way for no reason? What was the question again? Oh, yeah. So the same reporter tries to redirect Manor Monkey back to the original question about his strategy in Iraq. Not his sham mission, but his strategy to end the death and blood and violence. And the reporter says, sir, excuse me, that's not really the question. You keep saying that you don't want to leave, but is your strategy to win working, even if you don't want to leave?
If I didn't think it would work, I would change the, our commanders would recommend changing the strategy. They believe it'll work. It takes time to defeat these people.
Who believes it?
The Maliki government's been in power for, you know, less than 6 months. And, yeah, the people spoke. I've cited that as a part of... The reason I cited it is because it's what the Iraqi people want. And the fundamental question facing this government is whether or not we will stand with reformers across the region. It's really the task. And we're going to stand with this government. And, you know, obviously I wish the violence would go down, but not as much as the Iraqi citizens would wish the violence would go down. But incredibly enough, they showed great courage. It would be wrong, in my judgment, for us to leave before the mission is complete in Iraq.
Incredibly enough, they show great courage. Well, so did the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto. So did the farmers in Georgia during the time of Stalin. And all those people are dead, just like you're killing all the people in Iraq. George, all of them, they're all going to die. They're all going to die. And he says the people spoke. They spoke in the Palestinian occupied territories, and they spoke in Lebanon. And what happened there? And the people who have spoken in Iraq, George, asked the United States to please get the hell out of their country. But to do that would be wrong in your judgment, huh? To leave before the mission is complete. Tell us again, George, what's the mission?
Yeah, singing a cowboy song. He does too much. He's got a knocked up western accent with a Dixie touch. She was a red on a logo. What you call the swinging half-breed, singing his cow-cow boogie in a stranger's way.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more important to you, a better-looking vacuum or a cleaner, healthier home? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL may not win any beauty contests, but it wins rave reviews from owners of those dust-spewing bagless clunkers. Once they try an Orrick XL, they love it. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and take a risk-free trial of the vacuum that won't send a cloud of dust in your face.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Our mission in Iraq is a vital mission. The mission is one that will be that we obviously couldn't complete if we didn't fulfill our goals.
So in talking about all this glorious democracy and freedom, and we got to stay there and help this Iraqi government, and well, some of the neighbors are fighting with each other. Reg over at TV News Live sends me this. Lawyers in Iraq are being killed for defending cases that the religious fanatics say are, quote, against Islam, end quote. Here's the story. Defending the rule of law and women's rights is costing some Iraqi lawyers their lives. In the past year, 38 lawyers have been murdered and hundreds attacked for defending cases which their enemies say are, quote, against Islam. That's according to the Iraqi Lawyers Association. Salah Abdel Kader, a well-known lawyer and professor in the capital who had handled cases of honor killings, do you like that? And custody battles, was shot dead in his office on 29 July. A note found near his body said, quote, "This is the price to pay for those who do not follow Islamic laws and defend what is dreadful and dirty," end quote. What is dreadful and dirty? A mother wanting custody of her child. A woman saying, "I've had enough of the beatings," and leaving. And it goes on. It goes on. Since January, at least 120 lawyers have left Iraq to go to Jordan, Syria, the UAE, and other countries, frightened by the constant threats. And since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003, hundreds of others have already left. One lawyer, a member of the ILA, said, "We are afraid and terrified by such killings, and many of my colleagues have stopped accepting such cases, even if it could bring good money, because our lives could be in serious risk." You can find this probably in any aspect of Iraqi society. What George W. Bush has released or unleashed or created is an abattoir, a killing ground, slaughter, murder, death. And this nasty son of a bitch stands there today trying to convince the American people yet again that he's right. And what our military is doing there is honorable and justified. Oh, and by the way, for the boys and girls that come home with half their brains shot off, I'm sorry, 19 million last year, 12 million this year. Sorry, but I've got other things to take care of here. I got my base to watch out for. Horrifying. I mean, this stuff is no longer fodder for talk radio. This stuff is horrifying. Next reporter, still on his failed policies in Iraq, this reporter asked about the nature of the fighting there. Is Al-Qaeda against Iraq? Or is it a civil war? Or is it, what is it? The reporter says, "When you talked about the violence in Baghdad, first you mentioned extremists, Mr. President, then radicals, and then Al-Qaeda. It seems that Al-Qaeda and foreign fighters are much less of a problem there. And that it's really just Iraqi versus Iraqi."
No question there's sectarian violence.
Uh-huh.
And the challenge is to provide a security plan such that a political process can go forward.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And, I'm sure you all are tired of hearing me say 12 million Iraqis voted. But it's an indication about the desire for people to live in a free society. That's what that means.
Oh, yeah? Really?
And the only way to defeat this ideology in the long term is to defeat it through another ideology, a competing ideology, one that where government responds to the will of the people. And that's really the fundamental question we face here in the beginning of this 21st century, is whether or not we believe as a nation, and others believe, it is possible to defeat this ideology.
Jesus God.
I recognize some say that these folks are not ideologically bound. I strongly disagree.
Who says that?
I think not only do they have an ideology, they have tactics necessary to spread their ideology.
What is he saying? Somebody tell me before I jam this big ballpoint pen into my eye. What is this freak saying?
I'm sure you're all tired of hearing me say that 12 million Iraqis voted, but, you know, it's an indication about the desire for people to live in a free society. That's what that means, see? Oh, thanks for the lesson, you half-witted killer. I, man. We spent 3.5 real nice days up in the North Carolina mountains, so far back in the hills they have to truck in the daylight. And we come home, and, you know, this afternoon, and Kathy says, okay, I've got to get the sound from Bush's press conference today. I said, okay. So, you know, I'm working, putzing around with Molly, doing stuff. And she says, here, listen to this. This is Air America. We'll be right back.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
I'm Bill Crowley. Sugarland, Texas Mayor David Wallace withdrew today as a Republican write-in candidate for the seat vacated by the resignation of former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. His action left Texas Republicans united behind one write-in candidate. That's Houston City Councilwoman Shelley Sekula Gibbs, who got the party endorsement last week as a write-in. Wallace had previously said he would stay in the race despite the party position. Today he said, Wallace said, what I'm choosing to do at this time is unite with the Republican Party behind one candidate. There is no way that two write-in candidates could win. DeLay won the primary in March but resigned from Congress in June, facing increasing scrutiny over ethical troubles, including the state money laundering charges he still faces and fallout from his association with convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. The state Republican Party declared DeLay ineligible. Democrats want a federal appellate court ruling DeLay could only withdraw from the race, and any Republican candidate would have to mount a write-in campaign. Democrats need 15 seats to gain a House majority this fall. only four people have ever been elected to Congress as write-in candidates. George Bush today said he hears a lot of talk about civil war in Iraq, and it concerns him. Bush saying the Iraqis, though, want a unified country. And he says the Baghdad government's determined to stop the extremists there. But Bush admitted he sometimes gets, quote, frustrated by events in Iraq. At a White House news conference today, Bush also said he expects the UN peacekeepers in Lebanon to stop Hezbollah from acting as what he calls a state within a state. But the U.S. will not send soldiers to join that peacekeeping force. Italy today says they will be willing to take the lead for the peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon. And in Lebanon today, two Hezbollah militants were shot after the Israeli army says they approached soldiers in a threatening manner. According to the army, two of the three guerrillas were hit during the incident in southern Lebanon, where the incident underscores how fragile the ceasefire is. British police say bomb-making materials and martyrdom videos, just some of the evidence that led to charges against 11 terror plot suspects. The officials in London today confirming the conspiracy involved making explosives that could be assembled and detonated aboard transatlantic flights. The 11 suspects are expected to be in court tomorrow, but no bail is expected to be given to them. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. If for some reason the program disappears here, it's because we are right now experiencing a pretty intense lightning storm near the studio here in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains. So if we do go off the air, the folks in New York will put on a tape. That's the only reason, so don't panic and wig out if it does happen. Lots of lightning and thunder down here tonight. We're right in the middle of Chuckle Nuts as he held a press conference today and got past the garbled, incoherent opening remarks. And prior to the garbled, incoherent frat boy, ha, 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 let's all laugh and talk. Guess how many Iraqis were killed in the last 6 minutes when I was making you guys laugh style of ending the press conference. In the middle of all that were some questions that Chuckle Nuts answered in his inimitable way. Now, here he is again. I kind of like this in a sick, perverted, insane, baby killer way, because Bush uses some of my favorite backward newspeak logic here. For example, more troops have got to die and have half of their brains blown out of their skulls so that the troops who have already died and had half their brains blown out of their skulls will have a sense of purpose to their deaths and disfigurements. Yeah, that makes sense. Reporter says, Mr. President, you mentioned the campaign earlier. Do you agree with those in your party, including the vice president, who have said or implied the Democratic voters emboldened al-Qaeda types by choosing Ned Lamont over Joe Lieberman? And then as a message that how Americans vote will send messages to terrorists abroad?
I fully understand that some didn't think we ought to go in there in the first place. But defeat, if you think it's bad now, imagine what Iraq would look like if the United States leaves before this government can defend itself and sustain itself. Chaos in Iraq. Would be very unsettling in the region.
What is it now?
Leaving before the job would be done would send a message that America really is no longer engaged nor cares about the form of governments in the Middle East. Leaving before the job would done would be send a signal to our troops that the sacrifices they made were not worth it. Leaving before the job is done would be a disaster. And that's what we're saying.
What is it now, you half-witted freak? Iraq is not a disaster now. You've got to have more blood. You've got to have more brains blown out of skull casings. You have to have more dead children, more arms and legs just blown into red mist. Is that what you need, you sick freak? A chaos in Iraq would be very unsettling in the region. Oh, my God. And what did he say? If we leave before the job would be done, that would send a message that America really is no longer engaged or cares about the form of governments in the Middle East. What about all that crap you just spewed about their elections? Didn't you just say about 19 million, or was it 21, or is it 7, or the pink-stained, the ink-stained fingers, didn't they vote? This is probably the most telling moment in the entire press briefing. Here Bush admits that he has no plan, no strategy, nothing, but that America must complete the mission, even though he doesn't have a clue when it will be done. He's still answering the question about how the coming election year will bring Iraqi politics to the foreground of the political debate or something.
There are a lot of people in the Democrat Party who believe that the best course of action is to leave Iraq before the job is done.
What
period.
Job?
What and they're
job?
Wrong.
What job?
And the American people have got to understand the consequence of leaving Iraq before the job is done.
What job?
We're not going to leave Iraq before the job is done, and we'll complete the mission
what
in
job?
Iraq.
What job? What mission?
I can't tell you exactly when it's going to be done.
Well, you can't even tell us what the hell it is. You can't define job or mission. We are so through the looking glass with you, you freak. There are a lot of people in the Democrat Party Oh, that's right. This is the cut and run thing. Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. Man. That the best course of action is to leave Iraq before the job is done. What's the job? What's the job? What's the frequency? What time is it? Where are we? Moving from Orwell to the ridiculous Bush denies ever trying to link Iraq and Saddam to 9/11. Even though he does it in this very sound clip, Bush gets caught in his own web here. Listen to the back and forth with the reporter, Ken, who begins, Mr. President, polls continue to show sagging support for the war in Iraq. A lot of the consequences you mentioned for pulling out of Iraq, as you put it, seems like maybe they never would have been there if we hadn't gone in. How do you square all of that?
Imagine a world in which you had Saddam Hussein, who had the capacity to make a weapon of mass destruction,
capacity?
Who was paying suiciders to kill innocent life. And so my answer to your question is that imagine a world in which Saddam Hussein was there, stirring up even more trouble in a part of the world that had so much resentment and so much hatred that people came and killed 3,000 of our citizens.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I've heard this theory about, you know, everything was just fine until we arrived, and then, you know, kind of stir up the hornet's nest theory. It just doesn't hold water as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my.
The terrorists attacked us and killed 3,000 of our citizens before we started the freedom agenda in the Middle East. What did Iraq have to do with what?
The attack upon the World Trade Center.
Nothing. Except for it's part of, and nobody's ever suggested in this administration that Saddam Hussein ordered the attack. Iraq was the lesson of September 11th is take threats before they fully materialize, Ken.
Oh, really?
Nobody's ever suggested that the attacks of September the 11th were ordered by Iraq.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me see. Look, George, I know, you know, I'm just a radio talk show host. I'm not the brightest man in the world. But wait a minute. No one has ever suggested that the attacks of September 11th were ordered by Iraq. No one. Okay. I'm sorry. I... For some reason, my mind is just all twisted up, Mr. P. You know, like a pretzel. Oh, never mind, wrong word. My mind is all twisted up, like a pile of somebody else's brains laying beside the road in Iraq. You know, just a mess of still-moving, warm, red, gray matter. And for some reason, I just have this, I don't know, is it a memory or am I insane, that for the past 2, 1, 3, 6, 4, 9, I don't know how many years. It was Saddam Hussein, Saddam Hussein, 9-11, 9-11, Saddam Hussein, 9-11, Iraq, 9-11, Saddam Hussein, 9-11, 9-11, 9-11, 9-11, 9-11. The people who came and killed 3,000 other people on our soil, George, 15 of the 19 were from Saudi Arabia. Your business partners. The country whose leader you hold his hand and suck face with him the way you did with Joe Lieberman. Jesus, why don't you come out of the closet? Why don't you just come out and lose some of your aggression? Leaving the Iraqi doublespeak for the moment, the next one we'll have for it will be Helen Thomas. That's right. Helen Thomas and President Chucklenuts. Stick around for this.
Sleep strong, that excels in throwaway keys. The symptoms of a cowboy, clean the trap of speech. A guy just to justify, mama being pleased. A cowboy can be fatal, can make you paranoid, can make you mad adjusted. A person to avoid, you rave against the terrorists, then murder like they do. You will claim the peaceness, terrorizing women. Your friends and allies, you see as enemies. Mighty freak and dangerous mad cowboy. Red cowboy disease, red cowboy disease. You won't clap for me when they call and kill me.
suits, that cowboy disguise, that cowboy disguise. Please put them on, pat them, throw away the key.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
And then God said,
let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it.
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
Hello?
Hello, hey, is this Rodrigo?
Yeah, this is him.
My man, listen, it's Josh, the new owner of your Jetta. You traded it in.
Wait a minute, that red 2004?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. It's just, when I'm driving around in this car, I feel like we're connected. It's just like we're a family, we should hang out. You and me and the Jetta? Do you have an email?
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
From the moment you wake and leave the house in the morning, the terrorists or Democrats strike without warning. So to your backseat in bed, wear a bucket on your head. That's what I said. And to show your support.
The Iraqi regime is a threat to any American and to threats who are friends of America.
Keep a bucket on your head.
Prairie 2 sent me an email regarding the story that Reggie had sent in about all the lawyers being murdered. Prairie 2 said, "Hey, Mike, I bet you a falafel to a dinar that when a sector of Iraqi society like lawyers is attacked systematically, it's really Negroponte's death squads. The intent is to remove any chance of Iraq developing a civil system of laws. You can bet a lot of the killings are targeted in this way and not really sectarian at all." Well, yeah, I agree with that. When Negroponte was sent over there as the interim ambassador, how long was he there? 3-4 months, just long enough to take the experience that he got in Central America, helping the Salvadorans and the Hondurans, and who else? Whoever was available in Central America to set up their death squads, which was all based on the training that so many of these soldiers got at School of the Americas right here in Fort Benning, Georgia. Yada, 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 yada. When Negroponte went to Iraq, and he was gone for 4 or 5 months, before we appointed another oil person as our ambassador there, we mentioned on this program that Negroponte was probably there setting up death squads. And lo and behold, shortly after Negroponte leaves, I'm not talking about the suiciders, as George calls them, or the sectarian violence. I'm talking about the same thing Prairie 2 is talking about. And we were talking about it, when was it, Kathy? A year ago? 2 years ago? A year and a half ago? I don't know. As soon as Negroponte leaves, what happens? Targeted killing. Targeting Sunnis being dragged from their homes, taken out in the field and executed. 5 at a time, 10 at a time, 20 at a time, busloads of them. This had Negroponte's hands all over it, his fingerprints, his blood, his gore, his drool, all over this. We have developed some people in this country who would make the people who operated the gas chambers in Germany look like amateurs. It's unbelievable. Leaving the Iraqi doublespeak for the moment, Helen Thomas asks about Israel and Lebanon today and gets a typical chuckle nut, sarcastic and incoherent response. Helen Thomas says, "Israel broke its word twice on a truce, and you mentioned Hezbollah rockets, but its Israeli bombs have destroyed Lebanon. Why do you always give them a pass, and what's your view on breaking of your oath for a truce?"
I'd like to remind people about how this started, how this whole, how the damage to innocent life, which bothers me. Began. What caused this? Let me finish the question. It's a great question to begin with. The follow-up was a little difficult. But anyway. I know you're waiting for my answer, aren't you? With bated breath.
Jesus Christ.
This never would have occurred had a terrorist organization, a state within a state, not launched attacks on a sovereign nation.
Israel is a democratically elected government.
Israel is a democratically elected government.
They make decisions.
They make decisions on their own sovereignty. It's their decision-making that is what leads to the tactics they chose.
Excuse me? What? Let me finish the question, ma'am. Let me finish the question, ma'am. Finish the question? You mean the answer, you sarcastic bastard? Is that what you mean? Now, here comes... We're almost finished. Two left. And then we're going to take your phone calls. So the phone number here is 866-303-2270. Any Republicans out there who have the guts to call this program, any of you? Here comes a question about high gas prices. Remember when candidate moron said if there was a gas shortage, you get on the phone with OPEC and tell them to open their spigots? Remember that? Huh? Not that any of us took that seriously, but he said it. What happened to that tough-talking Texan, huh? So the reporter says, got to wait for this one? Oh, okay. I guess you'll just have to wait with me then, right?
We have this one and then one more, and then to your phone calls. So if you want to get online, join us, 866-303-2270. Democrat Party. Jesus, God. Okay, we'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Crawford Crusader, can I count on your support? Will you be giving me your vote? I promise not to let another pretzel near my throat. My brother Jeff in Florida will oversee the count. The Supreme Court will decide if we don't get the right amount. Don't misunderestimate me.
The world has waited a long time for Mr. Saddam Hussein to disarm. He said, oh, I'm disarming. After he said he has no arms.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, four ultrasound tests, no needles, no pain, just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now, and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
the calling of our time, to rid the world of terror. That's our calling. It's the calling of the 21st century. And it's a calling that we will not tire for. It's a calling that we will keep in our minds.
It's a calling. Okay, here comes a question about high gas prices. Now, before the break, we were trying to jog your memory a bit, like I have to jog mine every now and again about what this freak has said. Candidate moron said if there were a gas shortage, remember you get on the phone with OPEC and tell them to open the spigots and yada, yada, yada. So the reporter says, what do you say to people who are losing patience with gas at $3 a gallon? And how much of a political price do you think you're paying for that right now?
I've been talking about gas prices ever since they got high. I'm starting with this. I understand gas prices are like a hidden tax. Not a hidden tax, just a tax. They're taking money out of people's pockets. I know that. Did we pass law that encourage, consumption through different purchasing habits?
What?
Hybrid vehicles. You buy a hybrid, you get a tax credit.
Oh.
We've encouraged the spread of ethanol.
Like margarine?
And so the strategy is to recognize that dependency upon crude oil is in a global market affects us economically here at home.
What? What? I've been talking about gas prices ever since they got high. They got high? What about you, Chuckle Nuts? Yeah, they got high thanks to your murderous foreign policy and your big oil welfare programs and your buddies who work with Dick Cheney and then label everything secret. You've been talking about gas prices ever since they got high. Oh, well, thanks. We passed a law that encourages consumption. Oh, never mind. Why bother? Last one tonight. Reporter asked about Bush's curious support of alleged Democrat Joe Lieberman in Connecticut. Reporters, now I love Bush's vocabulary lesson at the end of the clip here. Okay? He's been reading Reader Digest. It pays to increase your word power. So he's got a new one. Now listen up. Reporter says, there's a Republican in Pennsylvania who says he doesn't think the troops should, well, would you campaign for Mike Fitzpatrick? And would you campaign against Senator Joe Lieberman, whose Republican candidate may support you, but he supports you too on Iraq? What about it, Mr. President? What would you do?
I'm going to stay out of Connecticut.
You were born there.
Shh. By the way, I'm staying out of Connecticut because that's what the party suggested, the Republican Party of Connecticut, and plus there's a better place to spend our money, time, and resources. Right, I listened to him very carefully. I'm a thoughtful guy. I listen to people. I'm open-minded. I'm all the things that you know I am. At home, if I were a candidate for running, I'd say look at what the economy has done. It's strong. We create a lot of jobs. Let me finish my question, please. These hands going up. I'm kind of getting old and, just getting into my pirouation. Look it up.
Just getting into my peroration? Look it up? Okay. Let's see here. www.dictionary. Whoops, there's only one A in dictionary. .com. Oh, damn. Okay. Now, chuckle nuts, how do you spell that? P-E-R-O-R-A-T-I-O-N. Peroration. Okay. I'm just getting into my peroration. To conclude a speech with a formal recapitulation, or to speak at great length, often in a grandiloquent manner, to declaim. I'm kind of getting old and just getting into my peroration. Look it up.
I can think of other words for it.
This is Family Radio, Kathy. All right. I've had enough. How about you, Truth Seeker? Now, if you're a right-wing freak Republican Bush sucker, we'll bump you up to the front of the line. Unless you're Mark from Phoenix, who, frankly, I'm getting real sick of. As a matter of fact, I see he's on hold. I don't want to listen to him tonight. David, would you tell Mark some other night? I've got a headache. Let's see if we can get some real people in here. Okay. Let's start with Charlie, who's calling from Boston. Charlie, welcome to the program.
Miguel, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien, ¿y usted?
Oh, muy bien, gracias. That was for what's
Hey, by the way, welcome to La Casa Blanca.
You betcha. That was for what's his name down there in Phoenix, who probably thinks we should be speaking English.
There you go.
Tell him I said he's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Hey, Mike, I am steaming mad tonight. I am absolutely, I am so steamed.
Well, what's the matter?
I have my own blood pressure cuff here. I've been checking my blood pressure.
Yeah.
And my eyesight is so bad now I can't read a gauge. So this is how bad things have gotten for me because I'm a veteran.
Yeah.
And I'm on disability, right?
Right.
I had to get a free talking blood pressure cuff from the Commission for the Blind.
That's how bad
I am now. And this son of a bitch in Washington, I'm sorry to say that over the air, and I know it's family radio, but he has the unmitigated gall to slash our budget, and then listen to that press conference sentence this happened. I just think, what a load of hypocritical crap. I am just so disgusted. I can't stand it. I'm steaming tonight.
I don't see how any veteran can listen to this monster.
And vote for him.
Well, not just vote for him. I don't see how any veteran can sit home and you know, just say, okay, well, he is a president, and he did steal two elections fair and square.
Well,
so
if anybody needs that research for the Veterans Institute for the budget that he slashed.
Right.
If anybody needs definitely the benefits.
Uh-oh, where'd he go? Charlie?
Yeah, right here, Mike.
Okay, go ahead. We dropped you there for a minute. Go ahead.
That's okay. I think the man's brain dead. If anybody needs to benefit from that research, I think it's him.
Yeah, well.
In fact, I'm so upset. I was just talking to a buddy of mine. I said, Bobby, I have to depend on other people now to help me around here, just to do my grocery shopping. Now, that's how bad I've gotten. And I just said, Bobby, I've never done this before. I've never gotten organized. I said, but the first thing I want to do tomorrow is I want to get my DD-214 and go to the local VFW post and sign up. That's how pissed I am.
Yeah, well, I understand.
And I hope a lot of veterans out there that are listening tonight, man, we have got to organize, and we have got to protect our rights, and we have got to hold together along with the rest of Democrats, because if we don't protect ourselves, nobody else will.
That's right.
This administration is out to screw us. I'm a Vietnam era veteran, and I am damn proud of it. And the fact that I have to suffer for the rest of my life, and I'm only 51 years old, and I got to suffer because of Agent Orange, and that really burns me. And the fact that there are other veterans out there suffering from the last war, and that there are going to be kids out there suffering from this war, it really steams me.
Okay, organize, Charlie.
Damn straight. Damn straight, Mike. Have a good one, buddy.
All right, Charlie, thanks for checking in. All right, you too. Viacom somebody. Scott is calling from Los Angeles. Scott, welcome to the program.
Mike, how are you doing?
Doing fine, Scott. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Listen, I just wanted to talk about his press conference.
Yes.
And that one line that he says, frustrated sometimes, I'm frustrated, really surprised. Sometimes I'm happy.
you know.
Yeah.
But this war is not a time of joy. It's just this whole duality of his personality, it's falling apart.
Yeah, but you're not surprised by that, are you? I mean, this is a very ignorant, stupid, murderous little man, and that's the worst kind. I don't know. You're not surprised, right?
No. What do you think? It's like with the previous caller and the some other folks that have been on the show. This whole sun god, daddy complex, it's starting to just dim. People are waking up.
Well, I hope you're right. But I do know that a large plurality of Americans still support this guy. And even though they're turning on Bush, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily turning on the political party that gave us Bush, and they should be. Every single Republican should be removed from office as soon as possible.
Well, I feel sorry for them because they're conditioned.
I know.
With all the propaganda.
Hey, hold on, Scott. Hold on just a second. Let me put you on hold a second. We'll come right back. This is Hair America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Can a vacuum make a difference in your life? Ask anybody who owns an 8-pound Orrick XL. They'll tell you there's not an easier or more efficient way to clean your home. And it's sanitary. See for yourself risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. I'll get an Orrick XL to you faster than you can say, why settle for clean when you can have healthy, too.
Hi, is Michael there?
This is?
Okay, my name is Neil.
Yep.
And we've never actually met before, but I used to own your Volkswagen Jetta.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I just miss it, you know? And, how is it?
Great. It's a great car.
Isn't it? It is so great. Let me ask you something. Is it dirty? Because I could wash it.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
There's no doubt his hatred is mainly directed at us. After all, this is the guy that tried to kill my dad.
You know, every time I hear him say that, I think I hear something behind the words that says something like, and I wish he would have succeeded. Back to Scott in L.A. Okay, Scott, thanks for holding on. Where were we?
Mike, I've always wanted to ask, where did you come up with Chuckle Nuts?
I don't know. That's not mine. I got it from somebody. I don't know who. Maybe somebody sent me an email and that was in there. I don't know, but it was... maybe it was at Bart Cop's website or Democratic Underground. I don't know where it came from, but I like it.
Look, it's very fitting. It's becoming to its own lexicon.
Yeah, really.
Well, look, speaking of language, I mean, you know, we're not at war. Congress has not declared war.
Right.
You know, Article 1, Section 8, it was never approved by Congress.
Right.
So, I mean, are we in invasion? Is it force?
Occupation.
Occupation?
Yeah, occupation is what we're involved in. And the theft of the natural resources of another country, we couldn't just go in and take it, say the way the Japanese tried to do in Manchuria and China and Korea and the Philippines in the run up to World War II. So we go in with a lie and the deception that we are bringing democracy and freedom and removing a tyrant, when in fact the only reason we were there was to get the oil off the market so that it would drive prices up to the level that they're at now, so that the oil companies would make tremendous profits. This is Greg Palast theory, and I tend to agree with it.
Well, what do you think about the concept of peak oil and the argument against it?
Well, I think it's common sense dictates at some point something that is non-renewable is going to run out. We're going to hit a point where we reach the halfway point. And according to experts who know a lot more about this than I do, we crossed that point sometime in the 70s. Other experts say we've crossed it recently. But, I mean, common sense will tell any of us that any resource on Earth is finite. It can't just go on forever. On the other hand, I have no idea. This is a topic I've heard a lot about. I've read some about. I read Mike Rupert's position on this,
right,
and a couple other people. And I really can't answer with any kind of a authority or definitiveness whatsoever, because I don't know. But again, common sense would say to me, if you have something that was formed millions of years ago in pools and sunk underneath the crust of the earth, or not the crust, but the surface of the earth, well then, okay, eventually it's got to run out.
there's also so-called experts that are finding these oil fields that supposedly have been depleted. They've gone back and they found them refilled.
Well, I just don't know. I have to use logic, though, and logic says that a non-renewable resource eventually, by definition, runs out, right?
It comes down to laws of physics, I guess. Look,
there,
just one last thing quickly. Mike Rupert, you mentioned.
Right.
What do you think about him? You know, he's
well, I haven't. I haven't read his. Yeah, I haven't read his farewell letter yet. I know he's left. He's had enough. I guess it's based on some trumped up charges against him and some death threats. I've been talking to Mike Rupert since the mid '80s. A lot of people say, well, why don't you ever get Mike Rupert on your program? And I say, Jesus, I had him on my program back in 87, 88, 89, 93, 98, 99, you know, last year. Rupert and I used to just email, just stay in touch. So, but I'm not privy to his personal thoughts or all I know is what that thing by the light of a burning bridge that he just put out. You know, he's burning his bridges behind him and leaving the United States, and he's writing by the light, you know, kind of a metaphorical I'm out of here way of putting it. So I haven't read that in its entirety yet. I just know he's gone. Where is he? In Venezuela?
Yes, Caracas, I understand.
Yeah, so I haven't I don't know yet. But there's a lot of people. You know, Mike Rupert's first website was Cop the CIA, as in Cop versus CIA. He was an L.A. police detective.
Yeah.
And then he found out during the 80s, during the Reagan years, that Oliver North and Elliot Abrams and John Poindexter and all these evil sons of bitches who keep popping up, we're running and Noriega, we're running a smuggling ring, bringing in literally tons of cocaine into the United States. A lot of it went to L.A. This is where the crack epidemic started. And the money that was generated was used to fuel the Contras, so-called Contras in Central America, and the death squad set up by Negroponte. And here's this cop, Mike Rupert, who discovers this, and he finds out that the worst enemy of the city of Los Angeles or the county of L.A. or the state of California is the American CIA.
And that he had Director Deutsch.
Oh, my God.
He asked the question.
So he makes an effort. Rupert makes an effort.
Yeah.
To expose this, and all hell breaks loose, and then he got into, from the wilderness, and his newsletter, and his writings, and his books, and his lectures, and so on and so forth. But, you know, he started out as a cop who simply found out, to the extent that a cop knows, I'm talking about honest cop, and I think Rupert was an honest cop. There's some real animals who are in the police department, but I think Rupert was an honest cop, and he found out this horrific truth. And where are you going to take it?
he found the darkness.
Yeah, who are you going to tell that the worst criminal enterprise at the time was the Reagan administration? Who are you going to tell? So, you know, whatever.
Well, it was like with the crack to the L.A. gangs. It's like the cheap gin to the plebs.
Well, there you go. Hey, got to leave it there. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for checking in. You have a nice evening, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. We'll be back after the Breakthrough Seekers. Back to your phone calls. So stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-908-TEST. That's 1-888-908-TEST.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The Middle East is very much on the mind of President Bush these days in a wide-ranging news conference. The president again vowed to stay the course in Iraq, and he touched on a number of other pressing issues. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
The president pushed the UN to expedite deployment of peacekeeping troops to Lebanon. He again blamed Syria and Iran for fueling Hezbollah.
They encourage a radical brand of Islam. Imagine how difficult this issue would be if Iran had a nuclear weapon.
Bush said the U.S. is ready to push the UN Security Council for international sanctions against Iran if Iran does not end its nuclear ambitions. Bush was pressed about skyrocketing gas prices.
Gas prices are like a hidden tax. Not a hidden tax, it's a tax. They're taking money out of people's pockets, I know that.
The former Texas oil man stressed that the U.S. is too dependent on crude oil and must diversify away from it as soon as possible. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
Former Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell reported to federal prison in Florida Monday to start a 2.5-year sentence for tax evasion. He may be able to get a job as a groundskeeper, a plumber, or a cook, but he won't be able to act in his former capacity as an attorney. Prison spokesman Pete Diaz explains that.
As a matter of fact, inmates, like you said, he's a lawyer. He would not be allowed to give legal advice to anyone. It's prohibited.
Campbell's conviction in March culminated a 6-year investigation into corruption at Atlanta City Hall. Prosecutors say Campbell presided over a so-called pay-to-play administration that solicited bribes from contractors wishing to do business with the city. In Hawaii, scientists monitoring activity at Kilauea volcano on the Big Island are impressed with a bulge that has developed. Geophysicist Mike Poland said the current uplift has happened faster than once in the past.
This is a more accelerated period. And it's lasted longer. The last accelerated period in early 2005 only lasted about a month or a month and a half. And this one has lasted several months. So it's difficult to say when something may happen to this. And it's, of course, entirely possible that nothing at all will happen. And, in fact, the magma flow or the magma migration patterns will equalize.
The current eruption of Kilauea began in January of 1983. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser. We'll be right back.
This is the Mike Malloy program on Air America Radio. By the way, I've gotten three emails here for some reason wishing me a happy birthday. Thank you. I appreciate it. But my birthday is July 1st. but thanks for the sentiment. It's not my birthday. But thank you. It was almost 2 months ago. Paul is calling from Farmington Hills, Michigan. Hey, Paul, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, as far as this phony war against terrorism and fear-mongering goes, the fact that this president is eventually going to impoverish this nation when it comes to waging a war against innocent countries, you know, and his savage lust for empire building and war profiteering actually makes him and his gang of pirates the strongest allies to those around the world that want to see this country destroyed. The administration actually will do it for them, and that includes Republicans that support this president.
And yeah, I don't understand. You know, just like was it Robert Frank in his book "What's the Matter with Kansas"? Why would people who profess to be patriots be working to destroy their own country? The only answer I can come up with, and it's insane,
in their own demise.
Yeah, it's because most of the people working to do that are these bloody fake Christians who really don't care about what Jesus talked about, but care about what the Coral Ridge Ministry freak or Falwell talks about, which is not Christianity. It's some murderous cult belief, and I think that at the root of that belief is the idea that you know, if enough people die, then Jesus himself will be happy and return to earth. So I don't know. It's just crazed. I don't get this.
And yet you have millions of these lemmings in this country, and they actually believe that Bush is about protecting this country from harm and wants to see it prosper. He could care less.
Right.
When reality agenda is simply fleecing Americans out as much of their earnings as they can get away with. And these people, it's just, and he is the strongest ally to the people that want, those around the world that want to see this country destroyed. And you have to wonder, too, what devious, nasty scheme are they plotting for a, sort of a so-called October surprise to put more fear into the gullible in this country?
I don't know.
If you vote Democrat, boy, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, he's going to protect us. Wasn't 911 under his watch?
Of course it was, and he had ample warning, but that doesn't matter.
And I can never figure how he ever became a hero. At the time when it happened, how he all of a sudden became a hero and was under his watch. I could never figure that one out as long as I live.
Excellent marketing.
And Giuliano, you know, because he had to be the mayor, you know, he was just... I mean, I could never figure that out with the masses when it was under his watch. And the president's going to secure us from a terrorist attack? He doesn't even care about it.
No.
He could care less, because if it happened again, well, you want to see oppression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would happen once, it's not a matter of, unfortunately, it's probably...
Well, that would be the example, or that would be the opportunity to declare
martial law exactly.
in this country and come and get people like you, Paul. So be
Remember,
careful.
Remember, he wanted to be, he said he wants to be dictator.
Yeah, I know. All right, thanks, Paul. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Paul and I would probably wind up in the same detention camp. Wade is calling from northeastern PA. Wade, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good tonight. Thank you. This is obviously first time I've ever called into your show, and I'm very nervous, so please bear with me.
Sure.
I wanted to say hello also to Kathy and all and here's the thing. I've got a bit of an experience for you. I was a science major in college, and I was poisoned very badly, nearly died, and I went through years of speech therapy. Okay, now this is leading to a point here.
Okay.
Because of the brain injury and other things that happened to me, I see a lot of the patterns in George Bush's speech, and I think that there's another thing going on here. I believe that the truth is right here in front of us when we're watching him. He is stuttering and stumbling at different points during his press conference. And if you watch, and I picked up on your voice patterns earlier when you were playing his clips, okay? If you watch the way that he halts in between sentence or in between sections of a sentence, you know, three or four words, he'll get out,
right,
and then he'll wait, and then he'll get on another. Well, somebody is feeding it to him in his ear. I think this is evidence of an earpiece. I believe that this is now. I know that sounds crazy, and I've got my tinfoil hat on, Mike. But
let me interrupt, Wade. I think most people have sort of. Most of us who can still think clearly, like you, I have come to the conclusion several months ago that he was being directed in what to say. Remember in, was it one of the debates, Kathy, where he had the microphone obviously on his back, that odd jacket bulge was a big clue.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think most people who realize that this murdering terrorist who occupies the Oval Office right now is a fake, except where it comes to murderous terrorism. I think most people are on the same page that he uses an earpiece and stuff is directed into his head.
I agree, but I think if it's actually shown in a scientific manner, such that you watch his we've got, I'm sure somebody could come up with audio clips or video clips or whatnot, and watch him. I watched it this morning, and I saw a pattern. Now this happened. This happens in people. I'm having a hard time getting the words out myself.
Okay, wait. Let me stop you because, like I said, most of us agree.
Right.
That he is, using some sort of remote control voiceover marionette earpiece. So, what else you got?
Yeah. I agree with that. Most of you agree, but the press, unless the press puts it in those terms, puts it in a manner that shows it most of them are just laughing at his jokes. You know, I mean, they're not even thinking this is a possibility. I don't think.
Well, I think they're laughing at his jokes because they realize they're in the presence of fundamental evil.
Well, then why don't they stop it?
That's because they're terrified. There's not a member of the White House press corps, including Helen Thomas, who's about the only one that has any courage left. But there's not a single member of the White House press corps when in the presence of this psychopathic killer. Doesn't get nervous, so no, they're not going to expose him. Plus, their bosses wouldn't let them anyway, and secondly, they're not going to say anything overt or blatant in a press conference like, "You lying son of a bitch, you're causing thousands of people to die." They're not going to say that because they know that the next day they would commit suicide, or at least that's what the autopsy report would say. And they would be found under a bridge someplace in northeast Washington, D.C. So, listen, Wade, I got to move on. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Take care. No, the American media or White House press corps specifically is never going to challenge this freak. Never. I had a fantasy the other night when I couldn't go to sleep because it was too quiet up in the mountains, and I had to lay there for a while to readjust. And I had this fantasy about my being a White House correspondent, you know, for some newspaper or something. And I was playing the whole thing out of my head, how I would ask the questions and get real nasty when he tried to avoid the answer, and then how his bodyguards would come and remove me, and it'd be a quick flight, and the next thing I know, I would be someplace like, Syria. And then it would get weird.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
And then God said,
"Let there be Air America, and I'll pay for it."
Well, no, not really. At least not that last part. So instead, our beloved advertisers pick up the cost, secure in the knowledge that you, our beloved listener, will recognize their support of Air America and prefer to spend your after-tax dollars with them. Keep looking forward to a brighter future. And when you do patronize our advertisers, please be sure to mention that you heard their message on Air America Radio.
No doubt about it, the Internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much, when I think of all the hours I blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the Internet, too. Isn't it time the Internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Iraqi regime is a threat of unique urgency. It has developed weapons of mass death.
Math death. Right, back to your phone calls. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, welcome to the program.
And aren't you just thrilled to know that Seersucker is coming back?
You mean the style of suits? The Seersucker suits?
Yeah, I guess. That was one of his pronouncements today. I said, what the hell does that got to do with anything?
He said that today?
Yes, sir. Whether it was
is that when he was criticizing one of the reporters' outfits or something?
Who the hell knows what he was doing? You know, when I heard he was going to have a press conference, an impromptu press conference this morning, I thought, do I want to listen to this crap?
Right.
And I thought, not really, but I couldn't quite avoid it. And that was one of the lines I heard, and I thought, okay, he's out of his cotton picking mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, nobody in his administration ever said that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with 9/11.
Well, nobody ever actually did, Marge.
Oh, they hinted like hell.
Well, yeah, but you know,
that doesn't count, I guess, huh?
I guess he can say, you show me where anybody said Saddam Hussein sent bombers to the United States.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you know, he would be correct. What they have done, they being every single member of his crime family, is what you know they've done, and that is to repeatedly, unendingly link Saddam, Iraq, and 9/11. That's what they've done.
Oh, yeah. Well, half the army over there thinks that they're fighting because of 9/11.
I know.
Oh, geez, Marie. I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
I was listening to your best of yesterday on the local station.
Uh-huh.
And one of the callers in the third hour said something about a couple of resolutions having to do with the repeal of the 22nd Amendment. And I thought, what the hell? And since I don't have a computer, I called my good friend at the local library, who is pretty good at that sort of stuff, and she went checking for it. And you know, these bozos have been trying to bring up a resolution since 2003 to repeal the 22nd Amendment?
Yeah, I thought it was older than that. I thought it went back to the Reagan years, but I'm not sure.
Well, the first one that she found was 2003, and I thought, by God, you know... They're not satisfied with just hijacking all the voting machines and purging the voting registrations.
Right.
Jeez. I swear to God, she's looking for a place where she can get T-shirts made to impeach Bush and the Cheney he wrote in on.
Well, be careful she doesn't get arrested for treason.
Oh, I'm telling you, this guy is weird. By the way, since the WCPT is only good from dawn till dusk,
right?
What's going to happen to your best of when the days get shorter? They going to move the time slot?
You know, I don't know, Marge.
It would be nice if they did.
I just wish that Air America could affiliate itself with a station that was on longer, obviously.
Well, there's that, too. And then, every night I could tune in and see what the Sam Hill you're up to.
That's right.
That would be real nice. Any chance of that happening?
Maybe in that faraway imaginary land called Balanced Talk Radio, such a thing might occur, but... as it stands right now, Marge, you're going to have to catch as catch can. You know
what
I'm saying?
Is it Sirius or XM? Which one are you guys on?
XM. XM satellite radio that is fairly inexpensive to get now, and I think the monthly fee is under $10.
Well, yeah. The thing of it is, though, that most of them are designed to fit in the car radio, and what I'm looking for is something like a boombox that I can, you know, plug in the house. And not have to be sitting in my car to listen to you.
There you go.
Well, you can
do that. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be a car radio.
Well, that's what I'm watching for.
Yeah.
And I guess you can. I have to look at that again. So anyhow.
All right.
You know, go get yourself a new seersucker suit because they're coming back in style.
My mom used to make me wear those back in the 50s, and I hated them. I hated them then, those dorky little stripes, right? They were either they were either pastel blue or pastel green or pastel yellow or pastel brown.
Yeah.
And,
they didn't look bad if you had a blazer or something to go with it. You just had the slacks.
Oh, well, I had to wear the coat and the slacks. And I made a couple of vows when I was a kid growing up. One of them was that when I became an adult, I'd only wear black, and I would never again wear a seersucker, even if they came out with black seersucker. Hey, I got to go. Thanks, Marge.
Okay, be good.
All right, I appreciate you checking in. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true to me.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure that Proactive Solution will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. Now, there's one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-426-0651. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-426-0651. That's 1-800-426-0651.
Hello?
Hey, is Mark there?
Yes, it is.
Mark, I'm Paul.
Yeah?
I own your old, new Passat.
Oh, yeah, the...
Yes! Oh, boy, it's great talking to you. Listen, if you ever want to just swing by and just, you know, sit in the Passat, you give me a call anytime, we'll make that happen.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Pet owners praise it. The hotel staff loves it. Parents rave about it. Allergy sufferers applaud it. Senior citizens are agog about it. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm David Orrick. Everybody's singing the praises of my 8-pound Orrick XL because it's the best vacuum that ever touched their floors. Try one risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
We'll be right back.
objective is yet to be achieved, and we're not leaving until we do achieve the objective. And General Tommy Franks, understand the objective, and we will achieve the objective.
Tommy Franks, that was 1,000 years ago, wasn't it? It's about 25 before the hour. Jack is calling from Minneapolis. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jack.
Great show. I wanted to talk... Hello?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, I wanted to talk a little bit about what it is I do medals for veterans. I get their medals and build in memory boxes and stuff for guys that, you know... for World War II, and I was talking to a guy I'm doing a box for right now who was in the 82nd Airborne, and he jumped into every major airborne assault in World War II. I mean, this guy's a warrior.
Uh-huh.
And as I was getting information from him, he said, you know, the Nazis won the war. And I said, what do you mean? We beat them in the war. And he said, no. He said, we beat their armies. He said, but their philosophy is still alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a real good website to go to if you want to really know who's backing these bastards in Washington right now.
Sure, go ahead. What is it?
LaRouchePack.com.
Oh,
have you heard of Lyndon LaRouche?
Oh, yeah, for years, probably for the past 25 years.
Oh, if you go there, he's got some great articles about who really is trying to take this country down, and it's not a bunch of Arabs over in Iraq or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are they've been trying to take this country down since FDR died and Truman took over and covered it everything up and let all the bankers behind Hitler go, you know.
Yeah, LaRouche is one of those people I have a lot of problems with because, you know, he ostensibly calls himself a Democrat and he's tried to run for president a couple of times and he served some time in jail for credit card fraud. And some of his more vocal advocates or followers say that it was all, you know, it was a put-up job, that he was framed and so on and so forth. Here's the bottom line for me where it concerns Lyndon LaRouche. I used to subscribe to EIR, Executive Intelligence Review, which was the newspaper that he put out.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the 80s, I used to get some pretty good stuff out of it. I have no idea. I'm not going to pass any judgment on Lyndon LaRouche's mental state or what have you. Here's what I know. I know his history. I know who he is. Some of his stuff is really dead on, and some of it is out there in Twilight Zone. You know, when LaRouche tries to convince everybody that the Queen of England is involved in heroin smuggling, as he did 20 years ago, that's when I just go, okay, look, really... that kind of negates the factual stuff you say. Now, a lot of his ardent supporters will say, well, the Queen of England is involved in heroin smuggling or whatever. You know, it's like so many of these people out there.
Well, you kind of wonder about, you know, because the way they handled Afghanistan and the way, you know, most of that supply is...
No, I just don't think the Queen of England is involved in heroin smuggling. Maybe
CIA
the head
is
of the
involved in crack and
maybe the head of the British military is involved in it. But the Queen, come on, Queen Elizabeth, you know, little old dowdy Queen Elizabeth with her funny hat and her purse. No, stop it. Honest to God, you know. So, yeah. My bottom line, Jack, a lot of stuff LaRouche puts out there, okay, it's, you know, it's...
Well,
it's,
I really like his stuff on the, like, the auto industry and the...
right.
The, what they've done to the steel industry and the air industry, you know.
Yeah, well,
I think a lot of that is true, and
you know, I feel you get the truth where you can. Some of it may come from Jesus, some from Lyndon LaRouche, some from Ehud Olmert. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, Jack, let me move on. Thanks a lot, pal.
Okay,
I appreciate you checking in. Take it easy. Take it easy. Phil is calling from Daytona Beach, Florida. Phil, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks. I want to go back a few callers ago. You were talking about the press conference and the media and the reporters,
yeah.
And you know, and they laugh with him, and it makes me sick, you know. And I just think they're a waste of time trying to get the media to,
yeah.
to speak for the people. And I believe that we have to work harder to be the news ourselves.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
You, you say it a lot. Organize. You
yeah,
know?
Be your own media.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the internet is in so many respects. The internet with the bloggers, the liberal bloggers, the right wing
yeah.
bloggers. Bloggers are just a bunch of chicken hearted sheep. They do what they're told to do.
Right.
Even on the internet.
But here's what I get out of that is that, you know, in a sense, for, to a large degree, we're preaching to the choir with the blogging and the internet. I think we got to take it out. We're in the Powers and Morrison chat room right now, and one of the suggestions was to, you know, like do DVD showings in union halls and things like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
where we got to take it out to the community, to people that, you know, you take it to a union hall, lunchbox guy or teacher's
mm-hmm.
union or something, you know, and show a film like Loose Change or Hijacking Catastrophe or that recent PBS Frontline episode, The Dark Side, where basically it indicts Cheney
mm-hmm.
for lying about weapons of mass destruction. If you brought that video to Congress, the PBS Frontline video, you know, they'd have to act on it.
Well, I think, well, not necessarily.
Not could, that's right.
Not
I mean,
the Congress. The Congress
right.
is comprised of Republican whores and lobbyists. But you're right about getting those videos out to church groups and union halls and fraternal organizations. And that's a good idea.
Kind of take it to them because... you know, again, I really believe we're preaching to the choir here, and I'm not saying it's not good. We're informing each other, but once we're informed, I think on a community level, we gotta
take
it out.
Right, but the other thing, don't discount liberal talk radio because thousands upon thousands upon thousands of right wingers lurk in the shadows and listen. That's one of the reasons that a network like Air America. In five or six instances now has been chased out of the market because the right-wingers do listen, and they hear so much truth that they immediately call the station managers and say, get rid of this left-wing propaganda crap. So they do listen. Thousands of these right-wingers listen to the network and to this program. They just never make their presence known. They're like ghouls or like people that invade cemeteries. You know, they just don't want you to know they're there as they eat human flesh. But your idea is a good one. Getting it out to the community, that's a good one.
I'll let you know. We're going to try it here with the Central Florida Veterans for Peace, and we're going to give it a try. And I'll get back to you on it.
All right.
Hey,
Albert.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Albert. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Philip is calling from Santa Fe. Philip, welcome to the program.
Yes, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
A short and sweet message here. I'm an artist. The action painters, look, the means is the end. This guy's crazy.
Yeah, well,
he likes being crazy.
Uh-huh.
There's no rational understanding of his insanity. The man's evil. There's no satiation of his appetite. He's just going to go on and on and on. And I'm wondering if, are we starting to like this?
I think a lot of Americans are just tuning it out, which is a big mistake. That's what the Germans did in the 30s. You just tune it out and hope it'll go away, and it doesn't go away. It gets worse and worse and worse until all of a sudden we're going to wake up some morning and it will be a military dictatorship, which is exactly what Bush wants.
Pete Werby from Detroit, I used to live there, have a painting in the museum there. He said, ITFA. And, you know, figured out for yourself. He said, you guys figured out for yourself, ITFA. He likes that. Well, I remember a joke. I don't remember which caller. He said, what do you think about Bush's new Iraq position? another person said, I think it hurts Condoleezza's back. I mean, are we starting to like this?
No, no, Philip, we're not.
This is sick.
I know it is. Sorry, Philip, I have to leave it there. Thanks.
Dean Cummings said, are we the sick parts of a sick thing?
Well, E.E. Cummings was right, except when he went for the capital key and could never hit it. Thanks, Philip. I appreciate it. You take care. Take care. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy.
Say to eat good, yo, you got to swallow your pride. But that game plan, I'm not satisfied.
The floor get worse, the rich get richer. The world is worse, easy get the picture. The floor gets dead, the rich get depressed. The ugly get mad, the pretty get stressed. The ugly get violent, the pretty get poor. The old get stiff, the young get stepped on. Whoever told you that it was all good lies. So don't expect something, you're not satisfied.
Got my old earth wearing a mask and gloves to get a mail. I know a older guy that lost 12 close peeps on 911. It's a serious biz by time Bush is done. You won't know what time it is. If it's wartime or jail time, time for promises. The time to figure out where the enemy is. The same devil that you used to love.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with a first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. And Avacor with Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order, plus a free gift from Avacor's hair care line of products. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Sometimes I'm happy, you know, this is, but wars are not a time of joy. These aren't joyous times.
10 before the hour, thanks to our engineers in New York tonight, Tim MacArthur and Justin Yuan, David Weissman, who answered your phone calls. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. Ben Birch, White Rose Society, archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Back to your phone calls. Albert is calling from Augusta, Georgia. Is this our old friend Albert from 1,000 years ago?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's going. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing very well. Listen, to the greatest talk show on earth and the greatest talk show host on earth. Listen, you know, very very briefly, I'm going to tell you this. And
all right.
Now, you know, I like to talk a lot, but I'm going to try to make it quick.
Oh, good.
Very shortly. But, you know, I was speaking to one of my friends at work, and they were like, you know, well, you know, I don't understand. You know, why all these big states and everything, you know, went for Kerry? And I'm going to go into the whole press conference after this. I said, well, you know what? I said, Bush should have won New York handily. I said, but do you understand that every state that have a lot to lose as far as borders, except for Florida, as far as borders and landmarks, I said, Bush should have carried, but carried those states. It just goes to show you that folks aren't stupid, not ignorant, whereas in the campaign in 2004 with the whole fear thing, they had folks in Kansas believing that Osama bin Laden was going to blow up their barns, their cornfields, and, you know, contaminate their water supply and things
right.
like that.
Right.
You know, I saw this press conference today, and by the way, I thought I'd let you go ahead and let you know that I'm also thinking about running for the, finally, for the Richmond County Democratic chairman this fall, hopefully. I'll win this.
Will you go, Albert?
But I will say this. Listen, this whole press conference today just goes to show you that the media and journalism, they're both working intertwined along with corporate media to downplay, or dumb down the American people. And now I look at it, we both live in the South, Mike, and I listen to this man, and I listen to the way he speaks and his this and that and the other. It's either one or two things. One, either the man is a dry drunk and had a drink before he went in front of the microphone, or Carl Rove is sitting back saying, well, you need to go back to your roots of ignorant people in the South and Midwestern states that are going to vote for you because you only speak in seconds. And the conservatives here in the South, believe it or not, here in Richmond County, here in Augusta, Georgia, believe it or not, I've spoken to some of the most burly, conservative, NASCAR-loving men, and they're pissed off. They're pissed at the simple fact that they don't understand why their sons, their daughters, are shedding blood on Iraqi desert soil. And I would ask people on numerous occasions, and I would ask them, give me a yes or no answer. I don't want any elaborate answers or no carry-on, no Bill O'Reilly footnotes and John Gibson. I said, listen, I would ask them, was this war and this civil war that our young men and women are being intertwined between, just like Vietnam was a civil war, we were involved in that one, was it worth dropping one drop of American blood on Iraqi desert soil?
Mm-hmm.
And when I say give me a yes or no answer, I get 5 to 10 seconds of a pause. Then I would hear, well, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I speak to other people here who are very conservative and very upset. And they're like, you know, my son and daughter could be next. My son and daughter went in the reserves because guess what? They wanted to have a career in computers, or they wanted money for school. And I have to remind them, when you go into basic training, you're going in as an infantryman at that time. You're going into training, and there's a reason for that. And I say that when they call you, they can call you. It doesn't necessarily make any difference. In this rich man's war that we have two oil men in the White House, just like the Civil War, every war we've had, every young pauper in every state in this union has fought a war so that rich men could either, I wouldn't say get their kicks, but solve their problems.
Mm-hmm.
But the rich men, their offspring will never see one bullet. We'll never see combat. I've never seen one congressman, no matter what Bunny Pants said today in that press conference, which is like Saturday Night Live on acid, whatever he said today. Not one person in Congress, not one person in the Senate, not one person in the White House. Yeah, they may have a daughter or son that's serving in the reserves, but not one person can sit here and say to me that I'm proud that my daughter or my son shall someday go to Iraq. It's a quagmire. It's a virus. It's a powder keg. And this is worse than Cambodia. This is worse than Hanoi. This is worse than when Donald Rumsfeld was Secretary of Defense back in the late 70s when we had to get airlifted off of our own embassy in Vietnam, which basically should show people, if you're a student of history, you know this, that we had the Secretary of Defense back then. Where does the acknowledgement of incompetence come into play? When will this country wake up? Just like your boy Karl Rove had that post on his wall. Wake up, America. This is now a new American credo right about now, and America has yet to understand that we're being driven into a quagmire. They've cut everything in our budget that helps us out, first responders, Army Corps of Engineers, VA funding has been cut, VA benefits have been cut, veterans' benefits have been cut. Young soldiers are coming home right now with their houses being taken by credit agencies and not being protected by the same administration that said that they're compassionate and love your neighbor and things like that, and we love the soil and we love the soldier and all these other kind of things. Maybe I'm rambling, but it just goes to show that my anger, you know, basically is heartfelt, and I don't call you, you know, most of the time unless I'm either off or I have something to say.
I hear you, Albert, and we're out of time tonight, but you said it, and you said it very eloquently, and I do appreciate you checking in. Stay in touch, all right?
You're the greatest.
Okay. That's true. No. No, I don't go there. Thanks, Albert.
You have a good one.
Good luck with the Democratic Party thing, pal.
Thank you, sir.
That's it for tonight. Thanks for participating. We'll see you tomorrow night. Okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, is this Rodrigo?
Yeah, this is him.
My man, listen, it's Josh, the new owner of your Jetta. You traded it in.
Wait a minute. That red 2004?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. It's just, when I'm driving around in this car, I feel like we're connected. It's just like we're a family. We should hang out. You and me and the Jetta. Do you have an email?
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured targeted civilians, and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an investigation.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.